Okay, positively, my last audio recording podcast from Bar Camp Cork. I want to interview a man here who's just gone live on the internet with a new startup business. And it's, you know, I'm just completely a sucker for these new businesses because I'm interested in how do people in Ireland talk about their business in comparison with how people say in Silicon Valley talk about their new startup. So let me interview this guy and let's just notice what he has to say about his own business, because we'll do a cross-cultural study about how various people talk about their business on a later occasion. So look, who are you, sir?
I'm Mike McGrath, as you can see, and I'm from supply.ie, a website which went live yesterday. It's an online quotation system, which I was explaining to you. So any company in Ireland that's looking for printed services at the moment, put up a request online, and suppliers will come back and they'll tender for that.
Now, I'm a great hater of jargon. Printed services is a real bloody abstraction. True. Will you tell me what would they actually want from you?
We're talking business cards, flyers, brochures, posters, calendars, any printed material, letterheads and compliment slips that a company would want to source. They post up a request online and I'll find some great suppliers, especially around Munster to start off. This is a pilot scheme, so we're just going to kick it off for the next few weeks. And
do you mean you're going to conquer the Munster market before you conquer the world?
Absolutely.
So where did you get the idea for this tendering business anyway?
I'm quite interested in crowdsourcing, and crowdsourcing as a concept, looking at, we'll say, 99 Designs in Australia and how they source great graphic designers. And that's what I'm interested in really, is sourcing and the concept of sourcing good suppliers. So that's what I'm looking at, and that's why this is a quote. It's pitched as a tendering quotation system, but it really comes down to finding good suppliers in a local location that you can work with in the future.
Now, you use great buzzwords there like crowdsourcing. Now, people here at Bar Camp Cork are all kind of, you're pushing that button. But there are people out there listening to this who haven't a clue what that term crowdsourcing means. I know there are books on the topic. Give us a brief explanation of what it means in practice.
I'll give you a few examples. I suppose the best example is possibly Wikipedia, where lots of people review what's the information on Wikipedia and they contribute. Everyone reviews it, and if there's information that's incorrect, the crowd input and they make a correction. So that's the idea of crowdsourcing. Another good example in Ireland recently was the concept, the promotion Your Country, Your Call, where the government opened up the idea of getting an idea that might create jobs, and they put it out there and they put a large prize in place. So that, again, that was a crowdsourced idea where the government extracted information and ideas from the public. They put up a prize and they got some innovative works as a result. So I suppose that's the idea of crowdsourcing. There are two examples of crowdsourcing.
Do you know, I think that's a super way of explaining it. You know that? Because I have a personal interest in the effects of mass education, right? As soon as you start educating everybody in society starts to be able to contribute stuff, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah, that's it. And it's all about getting a little bit of information from everyone and contributing in that manner, as opposed to listen to one person where you listen to the teacher, and in college you listen to the lecturer. But as things grow, as the internet goes and the information on Twitter is shared, you're getting information from all sources, and that's bringing together a final output which is much better, a final level of knowledge and information which is much higher than you would get from listening just to the one person.
Wonderful. Now look, tell me, where did you get your accent?
My accent is a hybrid. I was born in Shanigarry in Cork, so I'm a local boy in Cork, and I lived in Limerick and Galway, and I travelled a bit, so it's not that far removed from Ireland at all.
Now, where did you travel? Come on, you can't slip that in. I travelled a bit.
I travel a bit. I've been to Asia and I spent some time in Australia and New Zealand.
No, that's not good enough. You can't say you went to Asia. That's too bloody big. I need specific countries, right? I won't press you for villages,
but okay.
I need countries.
That's okay, no. I've been to Thailand and Vietnam, Australia and New Zealand. I went to Fiji and I spent some time in the States, especially around California and Palo Alto.
So you have a Fiji accent?
I could try. We'll have a few more drinks later on and I'll try for you.
Hey, look, I want to thank you. How are they going to find your business on the internet now? Because there are people here who aren't in Cork, right? And they want to know about you because they're very interested in the sound of your voice.
Well, easily, the website is supply.ie, which is an Irish domain. And you can also follow me on Twitter, @supply.ie. They're probably the best. So I'm also on Facebook, which I suppose is very searchable. Put in supply.ie and you'll find me there also.
Okay, look, I thank you very much. You're a hero. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Goodbye.